USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The frigid temperatures in the Midwest are claiming another life. At least seven people have died now as temperatures are dipping to their lowest levels in generations. Thousands of flights have been delayed in Chicago, but look on the bright side, folks. It is expected to warm up over the weekend. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a group of Democrats and Republicans got together and discussed border security and border funding. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman was part of that group, and he tells Fox News things went rather well.
It was sincere, it was candid, and our friends in the Senate and on both sides were very cordial, so I think we're going to make some progress. Metaphorically, as you say, perhaps it's warming up here in Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the U.S. economy is in a good place and they will be patient with future rate hikes. Wall Street's response, the Dow gained 435 points today, the NASDAQ was up as well, as was the S&P. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
A special committee's begun to work to avert another shutdown. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
There are 17 members from the House and the Senate on the committee that's looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another shutdown on February 15th. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn's on the panel.
Nobody wants the government shut down. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate and come to a resolution on this.
President Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning as the committee was sitting down for its first meeting that they'll be wasting their time if they're not seriously considering money for a wall or physical barrier at the border.
Arizona is looking to be the ninth state to allow sports betting after a Republican state senator introduced a bill that outlines what legal sports betting would look like in Arizona. The bill would allow any federally recognized tribe that has a state gaming compact to operate sports gambling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, who is seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, veered away from one of President Trump's famous lines, which is, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, when she said on Monday that private health insurance is inhumane and proposed a government-run alternative. Dr. Mark Siegel is a practicing internist and Fox News medical contributor. He explains what Medicare for All really is.
Medicare for All is not expanding Medicare. It's putting a wrecking ball to private insurance and revamping everything and putting a new product in place that the government runs. And I have to firmly disagree with the idea that Senator Kamala Harris is saying there that it means instant access. I can tell you, working with both private and public insurance in my office, with Medicare, with Medicaid, sometimes with private, there's no such thing as access based on public health insurance. The government doesn't provide access. The government is a bureaucracy. I have to appeal, Bill, to the government sometimes, and I get on the phone. A distant bureaucrat is approving or disapproving of some procedure I think a patient needs. That's going to get worse here if we had Medicare for All. So there's a huge bureaucracy that will come along down the pike. You'll get rid of the employer-based health care system, which is a job incentive. So it's a job killer. It's giving an entitlement to people who maybe wanted to take a job because it gave them health insurance.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.